Hallo, ich bin Tinka vom Podcast Designer Muschi. Demokratie ist sexy, weil sie Freiheit bedeutet. Die Freiheit zu lieben, zu leben und unsere Zukunft selbst zu gestalten. Doch sie ist kein Selbstläufer. Faschisten sind wie Rattenfänger. Sie locken mit einfachen Antworten, während sie dir heimlich die Menschenrechte, die Frauenrechte und die Zukunft deiner Kinder klauen. Wer sie gewähren lässt, wacht in einer Welt auf, in der Gerechtigkeit und Selbstbestimmung Geschichte sind. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme. Geh wählen.
This is Painting on Glass, the Marcus Sozel podcast in English language. Listen to the stories and reflections of a singer-songwriter and author.
Hold on, take me back. Hold on, take me back. It's like painting on glass. Leave a note on your door. Tell me what you're looking for. It's like painting.
This is episode 86 of Painting on Glass, a new album to be released in spring 2025. This is what it'll sound like. And I'm your host. This is Marcus Sozel.
Leave another sign for me to find behind, so I might be able to find you. Show it with a trace of a smile and a love. This might be something to show me.
Hello everyone. Before we start, I have to commit that I'm deeply touched by the response I get according to this podcast. I really am. Because I'm nothing but a relatively unknown singer-songwriter and author who does spread his music and word right here, together with a delightful and wonderful audience joining me in here. Let me say you thank you once again. It's a blessing to be able to share with you what I've found in life and art. In this way, let the world be a little brighter and lighter as it is right now. I'm so grateful for 11,200 downloads and streams. And you know, it means a lot to me. It really does.
I've been a writer, a poet you may say. Always clinging to my words, reaching every day. And life is turning to struggle within me. For all the things I had to learn that no one else could see.
A new album has to convince me in the first place, which is, I guess, the hardest thing to do. It's a struggle that begins with the first recording and it ends with the last mixing and version of the final song of such an album. I always try to have many musical genres that appear on an album of mine. Country, singer-songwriter style, electronic and pop ways, and symphonic elements. The new album has all of that, and it will be released in spring 2025. And this is what it sounds like.
This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get from me.
Gosh, I love this song. And it's a sample from the new album. I'm an adult contemporary singer, songwriter, and singer, and it's not always easy to find new ways and songs that cling to the current situation, which sometimes seems kind of scary when you think about the social or political situation and the changes we're all in, no matter what nation or continent you're from. But I stay positive, and I keep singing to make people strong and hold on to their dreams in life. Nothing else matters, and I have always done so all the years. This is what you'll get from me. In life, there is a lot you may receive from this old crazy world, but you gotta go for it. You gotta risk a bit, and you'll be rewarded by a good Lord up above. I dearly believe in that, and I'm sure it can't be no other way. Therefore, never give up, but surrender and go for it. It all can be real for you. It really does.
It may sound a little strange, but suddenly it changed. As you were standing right in front of me in the pouring rain, as you offered kindly all that seemed insane, all I ever longed for, you said it all again. This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get from me.
And you know, sometimes I remain speechless, almost wordless, while life takes me to places I've never imagined to reach out for or to get there. It can be rewarding and delightful at the same time. I said that before. And it then soothes all the pain that was before, which seemed so undeniable and hurtful from a former perspective. And all of a sudden, a new light shines again, and it all feels lighter. That is what the magic is. And this is where the name of the new album comes from, The Unbeliever. That's the title.
This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get from me.
And I can't tell you, I can't wait to get this music out to you. I just can't wait to get this album published. Yes, I do. Join in then and be a part. Same as you are part of this journey inside my music podcast. I dearly invite you to really get into it and enjoy what I have to give and what I have to offer. Simple as that. And also rewarding for me. Same way as for you, I guess. And believe me, that is a gift I appreciate a lot.
So come and take a look at what it's gonna be. Cheer up for that wonder to be there for you to see. And no one else will wonder about the things we've seen. And no one else will get into the space that seemed a dream. This is what you get from me. This is what you get from me. This is what you get. This is what you get. This is what you get from me.
And now, I hope you've enjoyed this episode. The name of the song is That Is What You'll Get From Me, and it will be published in spring 2025 along with the album the unbeliever. And finally, let me remind you to subscribe in case you've enjoyed being with me today. And if you did, just spread a word about this podcast. Please leave a rating or review because it helps others to find this show. Thank you so much.
Let the sun shine on through. It's all you need to do. When painting on glass, lay down what you hope to find. All the things you left behind. That's painting on glass.
We'll meet here in a few episodes to come. If you want to. Oh, that's great. That's wonderful.
Hallo, ich bin Wiebke und ich nutze meine Stimme für die Demokratie, damit eben nicht nur gemeckert wird über die da oben, sondern damit ich mitgestalte, wie wir leben. Und ich finde, wir sollten alle mal drüber nachdenken, wofür wir eigentlich sind und wofür auch du ein Zeichen setzen kannst. Wir leben in einem Land, in dem so vieles eben nicht selbstverständlich ist. Dass wir in Frieden leben, dass wir unsere Meinung frei äußern können, dass wir Menschen helfen, die in Not sind und ja, dass wir unsere Stimme eben Parteien geben können, die sich auch weiterhin für Demokratie einsetzen. Also, ich gehe wählen, du auch. Gib der Demokratie deine Stimme.
Hallo, ich bin Christiane Beer, Führungskräftecoachin und Organisationsberaterin. Alle zwei Wochen habe ich in meinem Podcast Führungsgefühle Führungsmenschen zu Gast. Getreu dem Motto, Führungskräfte sind auch nur Menschen, spreche ich dabei mit meinen Gästinnen über deren Führungsarbeit und wie es ihnen im Arbeitsalltag damit geht.
Ist dann immer auch gepaart mit persönlichen Verletzungen.
Wir sprechen dann über ihr ganz persönliches Glück und Leid, Frust, Stolz, Sehnsüchte, Leidenschaften als Führungskraft, von Führungsgefühlen eben. Und wir sprechen darüber, wie sie damit umgehen.
Das ist tatsächlich etwas, was mich vom Bild her die Wellen surfen lässt.
Führungsgefühle, der Führungspodcast mit dem Blick auf ganze Menschen. Überall, wo es Podcasts gibt.